Happy Thanksgiving. I've just learned yesterday a new greeting for Thanksgiving, which says, Happy Bird Day. Jesus said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Maybe I cannot address you, brothers and sisters in Christ, with a Shakespearean English, but I would like to address you with Jesus' simple language to the Jews and the Gentiles, which he, his Father's language, addressed from his humble heart, touching the hearts of the people. So may the words of my lips and the meditation of my hearts be acceptable in your sight, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lydia was a Christian, devoted, energetic servant of the Lord, who spent her life in serving people, loving them, welcoming them in her home, trying to make their life better and happier. She served her church for many years. She served her family. She served her neighborhood for all over her life. Finally, she was diagnosed with a renal failure. Then she knew that she has to go through the dialysis program. In spite of all this, the hard journey, she started her way giving thanks to the Lord for blessing her by giving her time during the dialysis to sit and talk to him and thank him for all his blessings that he has given to her during her life. After 6 years of dialysis, she has been diagnosed as well with pancreatic cancer. Lydia was always uplifting people around her by thanksgiving spirit, even when she went into the semi-coma at the last days, and her only son, who was not able to see her during that time, because he was away from her, she used to call him and thank God for him. And the last time she called him, she blessed him and she went through the coma. Then she passed away. Lydia is my late mom, and I was her only son. This is what she taught me: to give thanks in all the circumstances of life. Whatever the life was giving us hard time, whatever we are passing through, this is the thing that I have been grown up on, is to give thanks on all circumstances. My beloved, most preachers focus on the thankful Samaritan who came back to Jesus to give him thanks. And they do not focus on the other 9. Have we ever thought why The nine did not return back to give thanks to the Lord for what he had done for them, despite their lifted voices. When they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," even though after his mercy to them, they had chosen to be still far away, as they were standing afar from him when they saw him. Maybe they were blaming God because of their isolation from their people, from their families, from their friends, from their society, from their church, maybe. How many times we blame God if we pass through a distress or sadness or a difficulty? Many times it happens to us. But instead of that, I think we should give thanks. Maybe also they thought that they were healed, relying on their own self-righteousness and their own deeds. How many times we think that we were healed because we went to the best hospital, because we visited the best doctor, or because we have the best insurance plan, and we forget about the greatest healer, who said, "I am the Lord your healer," not the doctor, not the hospital, not the insurance. They thought that they were healed because of their own righteousness, by their deeds. When they cried out to the Lord, "Master, have mercy on us," they considered it righteousness. Maybe they did not understand how all the things work together for the good for those who love God. How many times we do not understand what does it mean, this verse, that all things work together for the good, for those who love God. Even the distress, yes. Even the sickness, yes. Even the death, yes. They all work together. Not only the good things, but the good and the bad as well work together, because God is able to transfer the bad for good. So, my beloved, blame, self-righteousness, misunderstanding the word of God, attraction to the world, most of us lift our voices and say with these 10 lepers, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." But how many times we return back and give him thanks when he does the miracle, when he solves the problem, when he heals the disease? And Jesus said to him, "Where are the nine? Were there nobody returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Do you think that Jesus was expecting an answer from this leper? Allow me to tell you, no. Jesus wanted to send this good-hearted, thankful, healed Samaritan as a missionary to the world, as a missionary to his friends, to search for the other nine who never returned to give glory to God for what he had done for them. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus wants us to be thankful. Just as this Samaritan and sent us as missionaries, revealing his glory to the world with a thankful and joyful heart, guiding people to his way, the way of life, the way of truth, the way of love, the way of respect, through Jesus Christ. Whenever we go into any trouble, we shout, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And whenever he does that, we don't live the life of thanksgiving. This is a contradiction in our lives. When someone does me a good thing, I should come and thank him. How about God? We should give him all the glory, all the thanks, all the praise. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, God should be in all circumstances we pass through. And he is, actually. But the problem is within us. Are we with God during our troubles? Are we with God during our good times and our bad times? God is always with us. But we should take the action and tell him, "Lord, have mercy on me." And he does. Then what is our reaction? Should we go away or should we give him thanks? The 10 lepers stood afar from Jesus. After their healing, only one came back to thank him, but the 9 had chosen to remain far. The question that I was thinking about, and I asked myself actually, am I the strange Samaritan leper, or I am one of the 9? I don't want an answer from you, but you think about this question and answer it between you and God. Am I the Samaritan leper, or I am one of the 9? Amen.